you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Five Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life.
According to your faith. Don't say you have faith if you're not acting in accordance with the Word of God. Hope is not going to obtain anything. It's just you'll smile all your way to the grave. You just be smiling. I'm sure hoping is going to happen. I'm running out of time. I'm hoping it's not going to happen. Hope is the goal setter. Faith is the goal getter. Faith without corresponding actions is dead. That's the B-I-B-L-E. That's the Bible. You do love the Word, don't you? Yes. Not only must you set goals and manage your schedule to unleash success in your life, you must thoroughly prepare yourself. Look at 2 Timothy 3. Look at 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and you can apply all scripture is profitable for doctrine, which is teaching, for reproof, straightening wrong folk out, for correction, still straightening them out, and for instruction in the right way to do it. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, for the purpose, or so that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Now you'll be able to get to, if you do every good work, you'll have every good success. And the Word of God is given to reprove, to correct, to straighten us out so that we can become thoroughly furnished. I'll read that in the Amplified. I like the way it appears. It says, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. God wants his people to be thoroughly furnished, equipped, and thoroughly prepared in order to succeed in life. Not half-heartedly prepared, not kind of prepared, not familiar with what you thoroughly prepared. Someone said, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. Think about that. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. There's all kind of opportunities that come by. See, so a lot of opportunity that is there, some people want that opportunity. The opportunity was there, but it never came to them because they weren't prepared. People who are thoroughly prepared are the people who are ready when opportunity comes, and being thoroughly prepared brings opportunity. If you just do for a short period of time what most people would never do, you will have more than most people ever have for the rest of the time. But people won't do it. But we will, because we're the church. We know the plan. We obey the Word. Be thoroughly furnished. Be well fitted. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. Be prepared for the opportunity. A successful person thoroughly prepares for everything. 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 If you're going to do it 100%. If you put your name, I like what one thing said, I keep as a motto of mine, it says, all of your work is a portrait of you, so sign it with excellence. If my name is on it, I don't want no mess around it. I don't want no half-heartedness. I don't want no funny stuff on it. If my name's on it, I want it right. That's the key of a personality trait you have to succeed. You have to do things well. Now, it takes time to develop that, and I'm still developing in some areas, but if I hadn't started developing years ago, I wouldn't be as good as I am now, but I'm going to be a lot better years from now. Because I'm constantly developing. What you do is a portrait of you, so sign it with excellence. A successful person thoroughly prepares for everything. He thoroughly prepares for every meeting, presentation, or test. He never wings it. He understands that each day's preparation determines tomorrow's success. Each day's preparation determines tomorrow's success. He knows that thorough preparation is the price of mastery in any field. Not just to get by, but to master it. If you're an engineer, become a master engineer. If you're a painter, become a master painter. If you're a journeyman, become a master journeyman. If you're a teacher, become an awarded master teacher. Whatever you do, work to be a master at it because you deserve to be the head and not the tail. And you have to thoroughly prepare to be the head of anything and not the tail. And to what half-hearted effort you put in, that's how you're not going to succeed. If you put in 100% and thoroughly prepare yourself, you will become the head, not the tail. Not enough demons in hell to stop you.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Each day's preparation determines tomorrow's success. He knows that thorough preparation is the price of mastery in any field. Not just to get by, but to master it. If you're an engineer, become a master engineer. If you're a painter, become a master painter. If you're a journeyman, become a master journeyman. If you're a teacher, become an awarded master teacher. Whatever you do, work to be a master at it, because you deserve to be the head and not the tail. And you have to thoroughly prepare to be the head of anything and not the tail. And to what half-hearted effort you put in, that's how you're not going to succeed. If you put in 100% and thoroughly prepare yourself, you will become the head, not the tail. Not enough demons in hell to stop you.
Right, come on.
He knows thorough preparation is the price of mastery in any field. He demonstrates optimal performance at every occasion as a result of his preparedness.
Yes.
Now, what's the application, man, thoroughly prepared? Begin preparation far in advance.
That's right.
I was the kind of person who, because I had skills and I could write real well, I'd get an A on the paper, even if it wasn't so great, but the teacher could understand a few thoughts I did give her. Whereas some people wrote with such hodgepodge, you didn't know what they were saying. So I learned that they'd sign these 400-page books, I'd read maybe 30, 40 pages and get an A on the paper. Because I could write well, and I could skim through and pick up the information. Now, that was good and bad, because then I wouldn't read the books. I really didn't know what the book was about, but I knew enough about it to do that. If it was like when I used to be in Africa, live in Africa, and when I was in Africa, you had those kind of tests, you couldn't fake that. The test that we had at the end of semester was, I had several classes, and we were in, the technology school there, the elementary school at the University of Technology there in Kumasi, Ghana, and all these classes, you go to the final, and it's 3 hours long per class, and they're talking about, the question is, what did you learn this semester? And you got 3 hours to write it all down. The teacher know what she taught, and she knew how many points she was giving you, and that was it. You can't fake that. No true and false, no multiple choice. What did you learn? And if after 3 hours your paper is blank, she took this pencil and made this shape like a circle that's blank in the middle, zero. That's what you got.
That's
what you got. And that's what you earned. And if you only remembered half of it, you got a 50 and you still failed and got to take the class over. You got 60% of it, I think they let you go with a D. D that look like you sorry thing you, but you slide by. You're on the borderline. Now y'all laughing again, I tell you the truth. Some of you are getting D's in life. Some of you just sliding by. I was sliding by for a long time. And I decided I got to stop sliding, I got to be an overcomer. I got to be a world changer. See, now that's in the word where they say, these are they, we perceive that you've been with Jesus.
Yeah.
These are they. They've come here now. These are they who have turned the world upside down.
Yes,
change your world before you can change the world around you.
Yes.
Change the world within you. It's not what happens to a man so much as what happens in a man that matters. What happens in you? When you get knocked down, what happens in you? Do you say, get back up, or you say, I tried? Or do you say, hey, I'm on my way to success?
Yes.
Shouting the victory. I'm on my way to success. It's meant for me. Do you go on and you, oh, it's me, and I tried my best. I put all the money I had into it, and, you know, hey, so get some more money.
That's right.
Now you learn one, like Thomas Edison said, he found before they said he had to experiment over 10,000 different filaments before he can get one of them to work. And he wanted to quit, and people said, Edison, you're stupid. Why don't you stop? There's always people trying to stop you. And Edison said, every time I missed it, I have found a more intelligible way to learn the next time.
Yes.
So he took failure as a stepping stone and kept stepping.
Yes.
I mean, oh, 10,000 times before you got it right. I would have been like, you can't make no light bulb. It's impossible. I've been saying what the naysayers say. But he said, nope, they can do it. Now, he said that he got that from God, that he could harness electricity and make illumination. He said he got it from God. When you get something from God, you won't stop. That's why you need to take time to set your goals, your God goals.
That's right. Come on.
In the midst of all those things, somewhere in there, when you get quiet, God's going to tell you the purpose of your life. And that thing you will press. What God did most for me, he does different things for different people, but he always meets you at your point of need. What he did most for me is he gave me a purpose. He said, I've called you to pastor. And from that day forward, I had no problem with where to focus all my ability and my potential because I had purpose. And then I began to study the word more intently. I began to get more involved. I was involved in church anyway. That's why God spoke to me. I was already going to church regular. I was already involved doing things, volunteering where he needed me at. Like Jesus, he was found in the word. And they said in the word, he found himself. He found his calling in the word. I was already in the word. Too many people are out there trying to find themselves in the world. W-O-R-D, not W-O-R-L-D people. You find yourself in the word, not in the world. You're not going to find yourself out there watching the ball game. You're going to find yourself in church where the word is at. You're going to find yourself in study. And you keep studying, you're faithful. God will reveal to you the specific calling he has for you. May not be a pastor. He may say, I've called you to go be a fireman. Well, now you got purpose. I've called you to go start an art store. I've called you to start a cooking business. I've called you to start a catering service. I call you to be a teacher. Because God needs agents in every field. He's called people. And I may talk divine call of God to these things.
Yes.
Divine calls.
Yes.
Some of them, he said, I call you to be the housewife because I want you to raise the next Oral Roberts.
Woo, come on.
That's a calling. Thoroughly prepare yourself. Remember this. It was too, T-O-O, late for the people of Noah's day to become thoroughly prepared when the rains had come. It was too late. Too late. And Noah said, anybody else want to get on? The rains are coming. They went, I ain't no rain, you foolish old man. What's rain anyway? There hadn't been no rain up that time. What's rain? Well, trust me, you don't want to know. Just get on the boat. Man, you stupid. I get on. Look, old foolish Noah, because they said he built it for years. And I know his kids was like, Dad, you're tripping. Everybody else out there playing, and you talk about building some ark. What's an ark? What you talking about, Dad? But his kids were obedient, just like Abraham's kids. Yes. Abraham was chosen because his children would obey him after him. Yes. He says, I chose you, Abraham, because you would train your children up after you. Noah's children followed him, and they went and they built the ark, and they followed him on the ark. They followed him on the ark, and then they closed the door when the Lord said close it. He probably gave them all one more chance. God is merciful.
Today's message has been titled, 5 Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life. So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by R.W. Plumbing.